Today, here in the Daf Yomi Zugmara in Nazir Daf Lamed Dalet, we're going to be finishing off the fifth perek in Yitzhak Shem, starting the sixth perek. We're beginning at the Mishnah, about a third of the way down on Lamed Dalet Omer Aleph. We're learning today Leilu Nishmas David Katowitz. All the Neshams we learned for should have an Aliyah from our learning. Okay, so we pick up at the Mishnah about 10-15 lines down from the top of Lamed Dalet Omer Aleph. The Mishnah tells us, Ra es hakoi. If a person sees an animal known as a koi, we know that the Torah tells us that there are seven kosher animals that are called behemos, and there are seven kosher animals that are called chayos. Behemos are loosely translated as the domesticated animals, the cow, goat, and sheep family, and then there are seven chayos families, those are like the deer, the ibex, the gazelle, the giraffe possibly, and these are animals that are chayos. There are differences between a behemah and a chaya. For one, the behemah, the chalev is forbidden, and for a chaya, the chalev is permitted. It is allowed to be eaten. Behemoths are allowed to be brought onto the Mizbeach. Chayas are not allowed to be brought onto the Mizbeach. They're all kosher animals. There are only 10 of them. However, there's one additional animal known as a koi. And the koi has some things like a chaya, some things like a behemoth, some things like neither, some things like both. So here, the Mishnah tells us, we're only interested in the din here of a nazir, not in the dinim of a koi, but the Mishnah tells us if a person sees such an animal, this koi, ro'as ha-koi v'omer, and the person says, hareini nazir, I wish to be a nazir, because, or if, shezeh chaya, if this koi has the halachic status of a chaya. So it's unclear, does it or does it not have the halachic status of a chaya? Another person says, harei nazir, shezeh Enochaya. We'll see over here that there are nine people that this Mishnah is referring to. The second person goes and says, no, I'm going to be a Nazir if this animal is not a Chaya. So again, number one says, I'm a Nazir if it is a Chaya. Number two says, I'm a Nazir if it's not a Chaya. They're diametrically opposed to each other. The third person then says, Harini Nazir, Shezeh Behema. I wish to become a Nazir if this has the halachic status of being a Behema. It's fat, it's Chaylev, is also to eat. And it's of course if it's to eat such fat. So the person number three says, Harini Nazir, she's a behemah. I'm a Nazir, that this is a behemah, has the halachic status of a behemah. The fourth person says, Harini Nazir, she ain't a behemah. I'll be a Nazir if this is not a behemah, if it has the halachic status of not being a behemah. So the first four people, two of them align with each other. The two that said, I'm a Nazir if this is not a chaya, aligns with the person that says, I'm a Nazir if this is a behemah. And vice versa. The person says, I'm a Nazir. If this is a Chaya, he aligns with the person that says, I'm a Nazir, if it's not a Behema. Okay. Then you have the fifth person, Hareini Nazir, Shezeh Chaya u Behema. The fifth person says, I'm a Nazir, if it has character of both a Behema and a Chaya. And then the sixth person says the exact opposite. Hareini Nazir, She'ein Zeh, Lo Chaya, Lo Behema. It has the characteristics of neither a Behema or a Chaya. It is a Birya Bifnei Atzmo. It's a separate entity. It's not considered partially a Behema or partially a Chaya. It's a different entity. So the first six people each said a specific statement that I'm going to be either a Nazir if it is a Behema, if it's not a Behema, if it is a Chaya, if it's not a Chaya, if it's both, or if it's neither. Along comes the person number seven, and he says, Hareini Nazir, she'echad mikem Nazir. I'll be a Nazir if one of you is a Nazir. Now, obviously, some of them are, because if you want to say that it's neither or both, or it's one or the other, so one of them will definitely be a Nazir, but we don't know which one. So number seven says, I want to be a Nazir if one of you is a Nazir, and person number eight comes along and says, Hareini Nazir, she'echad mikem Nazir. I want to be a Nazir if none of you are a Nazir. That's because he would hold that if a person is a Nazir, al sofek, he doesn't express it, so then that person's not a Nazir. So he could be saying, I'll be a Nazir if none of you are Nazir. So that's the first eight. And finally, number nine comes along, the ninth person comes along and says, Hareini Nazir, shekulchem nazirim. I'll be a Nazir if every single one of you is a Nazir. In this situation, the Mishnah tells us, harei kula nazirin. This goes according to the opinion that says a person could become a Nazir alst sofek, and therefore all nine of these people will become a Nazir because every one of them is a Nazir alst sofek, and this goes according to Rabbi Shimon, who we had learned, according to the opinion of Beis Hillel, that Rabbi Shimon holds that a person does take upon himself a sofek Nazir status, and then he could go and correct it with the Miman of Shalsh that Rabbi Shimon said, in case I'm not a Nazir, I'm taking upon myself an obligatory Nazirus, and therefore he could correct it if he wishes to. There are other ways to learn it. This is the simplest way to learn our Mishnah, and we'll stop with this opinion on our Mishnah. So we have nine people. The simple way to understand the Mishnah is nine different people come along, and each of them could be a Nazir. The conclusion version of a Mishnah, Hare Kula Nazirin. So the Gemara says, Tani Chada, one way to learn our Mishnah is the way the following Bryson learns it, that it's talking about Tisha Nazir. Like we just said, nine different people come along, each of them is a Nazir. But there's another way to learn our Mishnah. But Tani Yidach, another Bryson explains our Mishnah as referring to one person who took upon himself Tisha Nazirios. So one person has nine separate Naziruses. Let's say Stam Nazirus is 30 days, he has to become a Nazir nine times in a row, one after the other, bring his Karbanos, do a Taglachas, at the conclusion of each one of these, but he'll have to do this nine times. So Gemara says, very clear, it's obvious, the way I learned the Mishnah, Vishlama, Tisha, Nazir, it's very easy to understand how a Mishnah is talking about nine people. As we explained, Kagon, Dahavi, Gabri, Tvei, there were nine people standing over there, each making a different statement about this Koi. The Itvis, the Azubay, and each one said, I'll be Nazir, this is a behemoth, this Koi, if it's not a behemoth, etc., etc. All nine of the statements that we made, we can understand how you can have nine people becoming a Nazir, al suffix of this koi, what its status is. But how could one person say, I will become nine Nazirim? If this was one person talking in our Mishnah, it's mutually exclusive. Elatation Nazirios, Lechad Gavra, how could one person have taken upon himself nine Nazirios? Hechem Mishkachasla, it's impossible, because after all, the first six, yes, Bishlomo Shish Mishkachasla, the first six could be the same person saying, I'll be a Nazir if this is, in fact, is a Chaya. Or he could say, I'll be a Nazir if it's not a Chaya. So, both statements aren't mutually exclusive. Yeah, it's only one of the two, but the same person could say both of them. But that would be true for the first six. However, as we stated in our Mishnah, Kedithnan, those first six could be one person saying multiple different statements. But the last three of Otlas, how could that be the same person? Hechem Mishkachasla. He says, I'll be a Nazir if one of you is a Nazir. And then number 8 says, I'll be a Nazir if one of you is not a Nazir. And then number 9 says, I'll be a Nazir if all of you are Nazirim. They're mutually exclusive. How can the same person say these last three? So therefore, that's the kasha on this brisa that says, Tanya Idach, Teisha Nazirios, that it's one person who's accepting upon himself nine separate Naziruses in our Mishnah. Shmuel says, no, it is perfectly acceptable. Amar Rishashis, you know what happened? Kigon di Amar, a person came along and said, now the girsa that we have is Hareini Nazir, and then he says, Unazirus Hakol Alai, doesn't make sense, because that would be 10. So the Vilna Gaon deletes the words, you see this in Os Aleph in the Vilna Gaon, Kigon de Omar Hareini Nazir, he deletes that. So it's just Rav Shesh is saying over here, Kigon de Omar Unazirus Hakol Alai. The person says, I wish to take upon myself the Naziris of these nine people. So you had nine people saying they'll become a Nazir, and the standard way to learn our Mishnah is that's nine separate people, each of them coming a Nazir. And then the other way to learn our Mishnah would be that one person came along and said, me too. For all nine of them, I'm taking upon myself Teisha Nazirios. So that's the way you would learn this Mishnah, as one person taking upon himself nine Nazirios. That, in fact, there were nine people that had done it, and then he said, me too, I'll be like all nine of them. And that's how you have the Brisa. One Brisa saying, Tisha Nazirim, and one Brisa saying, Tani Idach, Teisha Nazirios. With this, we conclude the beautiful fifth parak, Hadron Alecha B'Shamay, Hadron Alecha B'Shamay, Hadron Alecha B'Shamay. And now we go to the start of the sixth parak, Shlosha Minin Asurin B'Nazir. Okay, so let's start. The Mishnah begins, there are three types of Isurim or restrictions that a Nazir has. We've learned this already many times in the Masechta. Here's where we see the actual Mishnah inside. Shlosha Minin, there are three types of restrictions that are Isurim B'Nazir, that a Nazir is prohibited to do. What are they? They are Hatuma, a Nazir is forbidden to become Tomei Tumas Meis, Vataglachas, he's not allowed to go take a haircut or shave, and number 3, Vayotzi Min HaGefen, is also for him to drink or eat anything that comes from a grape, or the juices or the grape itself, as well as we'll see other parts of the grape. This is all based upon Psukim, as you can see clearly in Tosos, Dibur Matzah Shlosha Minim. He brings down the first pasuk. It says, Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavo, you can't become Tomei Tumas Meis. Then it says about cutting your hair, shaving, Bataglachas, because it says, Kodosh Ye Gidal Pera Sa Rosho. And then when it says, Hayotzi Min HaGefen, things that come from a grape, so the pasuk says, Dixiv Anovim Lachem V'Yaveshim Lo Yochal. So you're not allowed to go and eat grapes or grape products. So these are the three famous restrictions of the Nazir. Furthermore, it tells us, V'Ein Chayav Ach Yochal Min HaNovim Kizayis. The minimal amount that you're going to be Chayav for Malkus, even Chatzi Shir Zos Min HaTorah, you're not allowed to drink any wine, eat any grapes, but the chiyuv of Malkus, so our Mishnah tells us, is until you go and eat from the grape or one of the grape products, a kizayis' worth of grape. And we turn to Lamed Dalet Omid Beis. Now, this What we had is what's known as our standard Mishnah. But there was a Mishnah Rishonah. We've mentioned this many times. There was an earlier form, if you wish, of the Mishnayis, which was subsequently redacted by Rabbi, and the Mishnah Rishonah, Lo Zozah Mimkoma. So we often still list the Mishnah Rishonah, even though it was subsequently changed and recodified. So the Mishnah Rishonah, Omerist, in fact, the original din was that until a person drank Achiyishte Revius Yayin, a person wouldn't get Malkus. Now, a Revius Yayin is a larger amount than a Kizayis is worth of Yayin. And the Shita Mikubetzes adds over here, and he says, Vuhadin de la Achila, likewise, not only for drinking wine, but even for eating wine. How do you eat wine? So the Shita Mikubetzes explains the same din applies, that the Shir is a Revius for eating wine, as well as for drinking wine. What does it mean by eating wine? It means eating grapes. So the Shita Mikubetzes says, Huadin l'achila nami bo'inon revius. You need a revius of grapes. Now, how do you have that, which is a solid grapes, to be in the form of liquid measures, which are revius? So he tells us Archimedes' principle. So the Mishnah Rishonah says, Ketzad, how do you go about getting a revius is worth of a solid. So he says, Yatsa, in the following manner, that Yamale Kos Echad, you fill up a cup, V'yitin L'socho Anovim, and you put into it Anovim, Ache Yishbechu Mehamashkin revius, until a revius is displaced. And that tells you, V'zeo Shir revius Li'ochlet, and therefore that amounts of grape that displaces a revius of water, so that is going to be a revius is worth of solid. In any event, the Mishnah Rishonah uses the shear of a revius, not of a kizayis. But then, subsequently, Rabbi Akiva Omer, the current Mishnah, our Mishnah, what we call the Mishnah Achrona, so Rabbi Akiva tells us, no, afilu shara pito b'yayin, even if you soaked up and absorbed the wine into bread, so then, v'yesh bo kidei letzarb kizayis, and the total amount of bread and wine that's in there makes up a kizayis, so then you would be chayiv. And in fact, the Shita Mikubetzes says over here as well, Yesh bo kidei letzarev kizayis chayev. If there's enough between the wine and the bread that it's a kizayis is worth, you'd be chayev drinking that amount of wine, even though it in fact that wasn't a kizayis is worth of wine. It was heter mitzarev be'iser. As the Shita Mikubetzes says, Pirush, we understand this, the Kisava Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva's opinion is, Heter mitzarev le'iser, to make up the shear. And certainly, that certainly if you had them by themselves, the shear is a kizayis. So in the Mishnah Rishonah, the shear was a revius, which is a larger shear. In the Mishnah Achrona, Rabbi Akiva's opinion, our opinion is that the shear is a kizayis. Mishnah continues and says, V'chayev ala yayin b'fnei atzmo, v'al ho'anovim b'fnei atzmon, v'al ha'chatsanim b'fnei atzmon, v'al ha'zogim b'fnei atzmon. You're chayev for each of these by themselves. So if you had a kizayis' worth of wine, you would be chayev. If you had a kizayis' worth of grapes, you would be chayev. If you had a kizayis' worth of the chatsanim or the zogim, we'll have a machlokas in a moment, which one is which. One of them is the seeds, and one of them is the skins. We'll see this machlokas in a moment, between Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi. But if you had, by themselves, each and every one of these, you would be chayev. The Shita Mikubetzes tells us here as well, that you would be chayev each one by itself. Pirish, im ochal anovim. If you wait, a kizayis is worth of grapes, a kizayis is worth of the seeds, a kizayis is worth of the skin, all at the same time, lo kisholosh, you get three sets of malchus. And that is because each one is a separate iser, the haminin mechalkin. Grapes are different than the seeds, which are different than the skins. That's the opinion of the Shita Mikubetzes. Others learn it differently, we'll learn it nice and simple that way. Now, that is the statement over here that the Tanakhama makes. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah disagrees, and he says, Omer, eino chayiv, you're only going to get malchus when you eat a combination. Ach yochal shnei chartzonim, two of the chartzonim, again, we'll explain in a moment, it's either the grapes or the skins, machlokes, vizog, and only one of the zog. Again, that's the opposite. The chartzonim and zog are two different things. One is grape and one is skin. We have a machlokes, which one is which? One is the grape seed and one is the skin. We have a machlokes, which one is which? So, that's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's opinion. You must have specifically chartzanim, plural, and zog, one. Now, what are the Zog and the Chartzan? So, Elohen and Chartzanim, Elohen and Zogim, the Mishnah is going to have a machlok between Yehuda and Rav Yossi as to which one is which. So, what are the Chartzanim, what are the Zogim? So, the Chartzanim, the first opinion is, that's the opinion of Rav Yehuda, HaChartzanim Elu HaChitzonim. That's the skins, that's the outer part of the grape. Whereas the Zogim, HaZogim Elu HaPnimim, that's the inner part of the grape, in other words, the seeds. So, Rav Yehuda says, the Chartzanim are the skins, and the Zogim are the seeds. Rav Yossi says, Pum for carrot. Rav Yossi will make the exact opposite. No. And don't make a mistake about it. He says, Shalot Tite. He gives us a mnemonic to help us remember this. He says that, remember the word Zug over here by the grapes. Remember it as well by the bell that hangs around a behemoth's neck. Ki Zug shel behema. And what's referring to the Zug? Hachitzon Zug. The outer part of the bell that's hanging around the cow's neck, the cow bell, that's called the Zug. And the clangor on the inside, hapnimi, is called inval. So the inval is the inner part. The zug is the outer part. So the zug in the grape is the skin, according to Rav Yossi. And you won't forget it if you remember it about the bell of the cow. And the chartzanim, according to Rav Yossi, are the seeds. Okay. Gemara starts off and says, Shlosha mina masrum bin Nazar atum v'chule. He quotes on Mishnah and says that there are three restrictions that a Nazar has. He can't become tamei tumas meis, he can't do a shaving or a haircut, and he's not allowed to have anything that Yossi mina gefen, mina yayin. So the Gemara says, that implies that Yossi mina gefen atzmalo. It's only the things that come from the grapes, any produce that comes from the grape, the wine, the juice, the seeds, the skin, etc. But the vine itself, Geffen here refers to the vine itself, that is permissible. That's not included in the restrictions of a Nazir. Now, based upon this, the Gemara says, Masnisin delo k'Rabbi Elazar. Our Mishnah doesn't seem to go in accord with the Shita of Rabbi Elazar. What did Rabbi Elazar say? The Tanya. Learn the following Brisa. The Rabbi Elazar holds, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Afilu Olin, the leaves, the lulavim. That's like the stalks of the vine. Those are, in fact, also included in the Issa for a Nazir. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Afilu Olin Vilulavim, the leaves and the stalks, the Bimashma, they're included in the Issa. Then it says, Kol Hayotzei Min HaGefen. Fine. So our Mishnah obviously isn't going like that because our Mishnah doesn't seem to include the Olin and Lulavim. Gemara says, that's one way to learn this, that our Mishnah is not going in accord with Rabbi Elazar from the Reisha, or Ikudiyamri Lo Sefer. We could learn that our Mishnah doesn't go in accord with Rabbi Elazar from the Sefer. Why it says in the Sefer, Eino Chayev Elo Ad Sheyochal Min Ha'anavim Kizayis. It said it in the Sefer of the Mishnah that you're not Chayev until you read a Kizayis of Anavim. So from the fact that it says Anavim, that teaches us Min Ha'anavim in. However, May HaGefen Atzmo Lo, not the Geffen itself. So here, Masnisa, the local Rabbi Elazar. For here we see that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Elazar, who holds the Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Afilu Olin V'Lulavim B'Mashma, that both the Olin and the Lulavim, the leaves themselves or the stalk itself, the parts of the vine that are not edible are also included over here in the Sisser. So therefore, our Mishnah can't be like Rabbi Elazar. Now the Gemara says, but my Kamifli, what are the Tanakam and Rabbi Elazar argue about? So Rabbi Elazar darshins one methodology, and the Chachamim, the Tanakhama, darshin a different methodology. Rabbi Elazar darish ribuye yumiyute. Rabbanan darshay klaliyu prate. There are many different drasha systems in the Torah. One of the major ones is the klalu prat uklal system, and then there's the ribuy miyut ribuy system. The in general, ribuy miyut ribuy always has one thing more than the klalu prat uklal system of darshaning. In any event, that's what the Gemara wants to tell us is the difference between Rabbi Elazar's opinion that includes the Alin and Lulavim and the opinion of the Chachamim, the Tanakama, that does not include the Alin and Lulavim. And why is that? So the Gemara tells us as follows. Rabbi Elazar Darish Ribui Miute, the Drasha system that Rabbi Elazar uses is the Ribui Miut system. What is that? So the Pasuk tells us, Miyayin Vishecho Yazir. And that is a miyate. When the Torah tells us that the Nazir is not allowed to have yayin, wine, and sheikha here means old wine, so that is a specification. That is a prat, or a specification, which we call here in this drasha system a miyate. It minimizes and limits the restricts the prohibition to just yayin and sheikha. But then it gives us a ribuy. It then tells us, next pasuk, mikol asher yiyase mi gefen ayayin. From anything that is coming from gefen and yayin, that's a ribuy. So that's riba. So therefore, we have over here first a miut, and then we have a ribuy. And therefore, miyet v'riba, this drasha system tells us, means when you have first a miyet, and then you have a ribuy, it's going to be riba kol. It's going to come to include everything, but as we'll see, except one thing. So my riba, therefore, what is included? Riba kol milay. Everything is included. That's the rule of a ribuy. Includes everything. There is a miyut over here, so one thing is excluded. My miyet, so miyet shivishta. This comes to exclude shivishta. What is shivishta? That is the wood of the vine. As the Mefarish tells us in the Ramasu Shivishta, all the way up parallel to the first line or second line in the Gemara, and he tells us that shivishta are the zmarus, the branches. Kidimitagiminon by Unkelis, when it talks about the dream that the baker and the butler had, so it says there will be shlosha sorigim, there will be three shivshin branches. So that's the targum, and therefore the one thing that's excluded according to ribuy and miyut system is the actual vine itself, the shivishta, the branches. So they're excluded for a nazir. That's not included in the prohibitions that a nazir has. If a nazir eats that, he won't be over his naziris. That's the ribuy miyut system that Rabbi Elazar darshins. On the other hand, the chachamim, they darshin klalu prat. The rabbanim darshay klalu yuprat, they darshin with the klalu prat methodology. And they start off with miyayim v'sheichu yasir. That was the prat. It was the miyut in the previous one. That's the prat over here. That's the specification. Then we have a ribuy mikol asher yasir migefen hayayin. So that's the ribuy that we had previously, that's going to be the klal over here. But then, according to this methodology, we have mechartzanim v'ad zog. So that's a second prat that comes after the klal. So here we have chazar uparat. We have a second prat. So ultimately we have over here a prat, uklal, uprat. And the rules for prat, uklal, uprat are as follows. Yatadon elokein haprat. This teaches us that the things that are going to be asa for a nazir are going to be similar to what was in the prat. Ke'ein ha-prat. And therefore, ma ha-prat mifurush pri upsoles pri, just like the prat tells us that the pri itself is asa for the nazir, as well as the psoles pri is asa for the nazir. We'll see in a moment that the psoles over here will refer to chometz, vinegar. So too, just like the pri and the psolus pri are asur, af kol pri upsolus pri. So any pri or any psolus pri of the grape will be asur to the nazir. So that's our drasha. However, the Gemara says maybe not. Maybe imaha prat mefurish pri gomor. Just like the prat tells us a pri gomor. In other words, it has to be a full grape. So maybe af kol pri gomor. Only full grapes are asur, and it doesn't mean over here the psoles. So the Gemara says that can't be. Amris, if you want to tell me that, we have a problem. Im kain, if that were the case, so ma hiniach l'cha kosev b'mashmo shelo omru. So then what's left? If you're telling me it's the fruit, so then there's nothing else left over here to be included. So anovim lachem yaveshim, you're going to tell me it means these are grapes that are both lach, that they're moist, or that they're yaveshim, dried out, hoksivi, that's included under pre. So that can't be what it's referring to. Hoksivi. Gemara says, so yayin v'chometz. So you're telling me it means wine or vinegar? Hoksivi. That's included. So Gemara says, ha'ein olecha l'adun k'loshen achron ela k'loshen rishon. So this can't be it. And if we were to learn this out, it's just meaning the pre itself, so then there's no chiddush involved over here. So it must be, like we learned it the first time, that it's pre, upsolus pre, and therefore it's coming to include all these other things as well. So Gemara says, "Umeachas shesofinu l'rabos kol davar." If you're telling me that we have first a prat and then we have a cloud that comes to make it much more generalized, so then why do we need the third part, which was the second prat? Matam lomar mechatzan matzog. So the Gemara tells us, "Lomar loch to teach us." Kol makum shata motzei pratu cloud. Whenever you have a pratu cloud, so iator rashoy lemoshkol leduno kena prat. You can't go and say, do we want to go and include things that are just in the prat, but the klal that comes afterwards, elanasa klal mosaf al haprat, it's coming to add things onto the prat. But you would keep on adding everything, actually, if wrote l'cha kosov, until the second prat comes along, kedera sheparat l'cha b'nazir, like we were restricted further in nazir. And therefore, that drasha system of prat uklal uprat is how the Tanakama, the Chachamim, go and learn this out, not like Rabbi Elazar. Gemara continues and quotes itself. We just said, Maha Prat Mefurish Pri Upsolis Pri. So the first Prat is coming to teach us Pri and Psolis Pri. So too, Av Kol Pri Upsolis Pri. So anything would be included for the nausea to be restricted from with this. So the Gemara says, Pri Invade. Pri would be referring to the grapes themselves. And Psolis Pri, what is that referring to? Mahi, that's the chomets, that's the vinegar. So when it then says Av Kol Pri, what's that referring to? Mahi? So that's referring to Guharki. The Mefarish tells us that Guharki are Anovim Dakin, these are small grapes, Shigedelin Bain Shar Garinim, that are growing in between the other grapes that are much larger, Gedolin. And they don't get as much sun. And that's why Tosus explains over here, Pirish Bosa, these are immature grapes. Bosa is immature grapes. And these are therefore not considered necessarily normally to be pre. So the chiddush is that they are considered pre over here as well. And what is included when it says psoles pre? Af kol de psoles pre maihi. What is that coming to include? So Amar Rav Kahana, that's coming to include for the restriction for a nazir, yisuye invei dichrin. What are invei dichrin? So the Mefarish says, anovim shehisliu, and that's what Tosu says as well, anovim shehisliu. These are wormy types of grapes. So they're also included in this restriction on the nazir. What do we need? V'adzog, mechartzanim v'adzog. So I'm Ravina, what's that coming to include? According to this drasha system, lisuye, the bein habeinayim. It's coming to include those that are bein habeinayim. The Mefarish explains, also dover hakorush shebein hazog v'achartzan. That's which is inside the grape, in between the seed and the skins, shemimenu nas and shmor, and that's what the dregs are going to eventually be made of. The Rush brings down a little bit differently. He brings down for the Rabbeinu Tam, Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, anovim ketanim sha'omdim bein ha'gdolim. This bein ha'binayim are these grapes that are small, that are in next to these larger grapes. They're not so edible. They're being blocked by the larger grapes around them, so they don't really get enough adequate sunlight. They're not going to become mature. They stay immature. Fine. So this is what's all included in the drasha system of the prat uklalu prat, as we just explained it. Now the Gemara continues to repeat itself, and it says, Amamara, we go back to what we just said. Imaha prat meforish pri gomor. We had said, if you're telling me that the prat is coming to teach us pri gomor, an entire gomor fruit, and therefore we generalize that to av kol pri gomor. So we had said, if you're going to hold like that, then we got a problem. Amris, MK, if that's true, mahi niach hakosav b'mashmo shalomru. So then what's left? If all the whole items are included, all the pri are included, so there's nothing left. So anovim lachem yiveshim hoksivi, they're already included. Yayim v'chometz hoksivi, they're already included, we said. So therefore, we said the second way of learning it is wrong. Ha'ein alecha ladun k'loshen achlon, don't learn it the second way, ela k'loshen rishon, that it's pri and psoles pri. That's the proper way. And therefore, mecharshes ofeinu l'rabos kol davar, since we're coming to include everything, then how come we need mecharsanim yadzog? What is that coming to not include? Matam lomer mecharsanim adzog. That's coming to teach us this rule of prat uklal uprat. Lomel chol kol mokum shatam motzei prat uklal at iato rashoy lemoshcho uledunu kena prat. You can't just go and have mosif and be mosif and mosif ella. Nasa klal mosif ala prat ad shiifru l'cha kosuv, and we turn to lamed hey omed aleph until the Torah specifically tells you kiderech sheparat l'cha benazir mecharzanim v'adzog. So we just reiterated what we had said, that you need all three parts, the prat, the klal, and the prat, according to this drasha system. But the question obviously now is, according to the ribui miut system, we just had a ribui miut. What happened to the second miut? So we had miut, ribui. How come we don't have another miut? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the komokim lahai mecharzanim adzog. Lo marshino chayav atshiocha beis charzanim bezog. Pratim inole. How does he know that second prat? So that's a problem if you hold the klalu pratu klal system, because you need the Mechartzan HaMatzok to teach us the second prat. So Rabbi Lozer uses the Mechartzan HaMatzok to teach us his din, that you have to have two Chartzan in one Zog. How does he have left the second prat? If he's learning like the prat Uklalu prat system, he's stuck. Shmuel says, guess what? He doesn't hold the prat Uklalu prat system. He learns the Ribui Miut Ribui system. So Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Lozer, who holds the Dorish Miet the Riba. So therefore, there's no problem. So that's one way to get around it. Alternatively, we buy same and no. In fact, we can say that Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah holds like the Chachamim. We don't have to push him into holding like Rabbi Elazar to hold Ribui Miut. He can hold Klal Prat to Klal. Aye, then what does he do with the second Prat? He needs Mechartzanim Azak to teach us his din that you need to eat two Chartzanim and one Zog in order to be over. So the Gemara says, no. If you're telling me that he holds like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and he's learning out the din here that the Chartzanim, the Adzog, teach us two Chartzanim and one Zog, so then if that was the only thing that you'd want to learn from it, Lichto Rachmonu Lahai Mechartzanim Yadzog Gabe Pruate, it should have been listed up front before the Klal. You should have listed the Miyayim Vishaychar Al Tesht and Mechartzanim V'Adzog. And then only afterwards you can say, Mikol Asher Yosef Yefen Ayayin. So the fact that it separated the prat into two separate pratim, you have the first part, Yayin V'Shechar, and then you have the second part, Mechartzanim V'Adzog, separated by the Klal. Oh, if we didn't want to learn both of these dinim, it would have put them both together. Lichto V'Rachmona L'Hai Mechartzanim V'Adzog Gabi Prate. But why did it write it after the klal? To come to teach us both. Shema Minoah, this comes to teach us that we use the Pratu Klal methodology over here. Shema Minoah l'midayne b'chlal u'prat. In this particular case, it's a prat u'klal u'prat. Shmuel says, but maybe that's all it is. And therefore, you can't learn out the din of Mechassanim Yadzog. Shmuel says, if that were the case, in Cain, Lichtov, the Torah shouldn't have written Mechartzanim Adzag. It should have said either Lichtov, oh, Shnei Chartzanim, or Shnei Zogim, both of them in the plural, oh, Chartzan Vizag, both of them in the singular. Why did it go right, one in the plural, one in the singular? Lamai Hichos Akasa Rachmona, Mechartzanim, plural, Viadzog, singular? Oh, Shema Minah teaches both. Not only is it teaching us the Prat, but it's also teaching us the Din that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah wants to teach us that person is going to be chayiv only if he has beis chartzanim and one zog. Shema minah lemidrash be klal uprat and the ikonam lemidrash be ad sheyochal shnei chartzanim v'zog. So because it's listed in this funny lashon of chartzanim v'ad zog, one plural, one singular, so it teaches us two dinim. One, to tell us to use the methodology of the prat uklal uprat. And since it's listed in this way, it also teaches us the din that you have to have two chartzanim and one zog in order to get malchus. Okay, this was somewhat of a complicated sugya. At least the second part of the shiur is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's shiur.